I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Thursday, August 19th, 2021. I have 9:07 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, we now have rezoning requests. The first one on the agenda is 240 Boyd Avenue. Mr. Sterrett.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 19th, 2021 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read followed by any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Your first case is RZ-2104. It's Loretta Anna. Donald Boyd are seeking County Commission approval for the rezoning request of two parcels owned by Martha Frieda Boyd Revocable Trust located at 240 Boyd Avenue, Branson. August the 9th, 2021, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the rezoning to the County Commission. Both parcels are zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, one parcel is approximately 34.5 acres in size with no structures. The second parcel is approximately 2 acres in size with a single-family home built in 1960 that includes a shed and a utility building on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Parcels to the east and south are zoned A1 Agricultural District. Parcel to the west is owned by Branson School District and is located in the city limits of Branson. So this is zoomed out. Here's the high road. Get your location. This is C. Meek Lumber. We've got Lloyd's Electric, L&J Plumbing, Victor Church Road. See this in Boyd Avenue. We'll zoom in and I'll go to Beacon. The two parcels include this one and then this one. The purple line's the Branson city limits. Here's our zoning maps. You can see we have some M1, some A1, little R2, C2. Just a little closer view. Then we got some percentages within 1,000 feet. There's 26% of the area is city limits of Branson, 43%. This does not include the applicant's parcel of A1, 23% C2, and there's 8% M1.
Scott, back on the map there, where you showed the 5.00 parcel, who's to the left? Who owns just next to that, right there?
Right here?
The other way.
This way?
Uh-huh.
Branson Schools.
Branson School. Thank you.
With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
You need a mic up there. I don't see one.
Loretta is on the phone. I'm her husband.
Tell him we've had a family emergency.
Oh, yeah. They can hear you. You're on speaker.
Okay.
She's up there with her daughter in an emergency operation. That's why she's not able to make it today.
Could you state her name for the record?
My name is Tom Anna, and her name is Loretta Anna.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions or concerns? Loretta, did you hear the opening request that I gave the county commission?
Yes.
Okay. It was a pretty straightforward request. You have C2 over there close to it. Access is on Boyd. The one thing that I didn't mention that I did to the county commission, that right here there used to be a bookstore, and I'm not sure it's not even having an assessment of a store and a music recording studio.
Recording studio.
There. Recording studio, yeah. But it's since.
That's a person's residence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, prior to the recording studio, it was an antique store.
That's right.
And I don't think there's anything there right now.
No, I think the building is pretty much collapsed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And what did you have it zoned at already, Scott?
Well, the white's all A1.
Okay.
Of course, the request is to go to C2.
Mm-hmm. I have no questions.
I don't have any questions.
See if there's anybody from the public speak for or against.
Is there anyone here in remonstrance or against the petition? Come forward. I see no one.
My question is that Basham Road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there going to be expectations to improve Basham Road at the county's expense? Because that's not a county road, is it not, Devin? That's okay.
He's wanting to know if there's going to be any expectation on the county to improve Basham Road.
Okay. No.
And then how do we make sure that there's existing, looks like there's using existing easements to other houses in there and other properties?
They're using an easement across their property, it looks like.
Right.
See, Boyd Avenue's the access. I've got it zoomed in up here. Boyd Avenue is actually the one that touches the
drive or
right of way. So Basham actually crosses a little bit of this one and that one.
And then you guys own the, because this is for a trust.
Right.
But then you guys own the property.
Adjacent
to the mm-hmm. to the east there.
Donald owns that.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that Boyd joins Victory Church Road? Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Well, Boyd kind of runs into Basham.
That's what it looks like. It runs into Basham.
And Basham kind of runs into Victory Church.
So that's not a county road right there on Basham?
Basham isn't, and neither is Boyd, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe so. Neither one of those are county roads.
Yeah, they're not even planted public. They're just. They have the road names on it for 911 purposes, but they're not planted public roads.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry. So, the trust is Martha Boyd.
Right.
Yes.
And your relationship to them.
I'm married to Loretta Anna, and Loretta Anna is one of the siblings.
Okay. So there's a relation. It's not okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was her. Martha was her mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there anybody during, Scott, was there anybody during your guys' meeting that came forward with any concerns?
No.
And if they were going to develop it, it would be up to, they'd have to come before, like you said, it's a private well, and they'd, or sewer, that that would have to go through approval.
Yes.
Questions? Okay, that's, thank you.
Thank you.
Is this order written by?
I mean, we wrote it up, sent it to Travis, and he changed it, and then he looked, and he changed it.
Normally we get an attorney or
it's
letter.
It's run through the cycle of him.
Okay. Normally we get a letter stating such.
Yeah. All we did is insert the information, and he changed it two or three times.
I think we just do what words ordered.
Yeah, I just normally we have a letter that states that he's already. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything saying that he's already.
No, I didn't. Asking.
Yeah, that's basically his order.
Okay.
With the blanks filled in.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission, order number 819-2021-01. For zoning district amendment from A1 to C2.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we are now moving on to a rezoning request for U.S. Highway 160.
Case number 21005 is a request by Kenneth Thurman seeking County Commission approval on a rezoning request of a parcel owned by Kenneth Thurman located off U.S. Highway 160, Forsyth. August the 9th, 2021, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the rezoning request to the County Commission. The existing parcel is zoned A1 Agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 10 acres in size with one shed on the property. The property is served by private well for water and would require an on-site septic system for any future structures that required wastewater. Access to the parcel is from U.S. Highway 160. Parcel to the north and east is Rolling Meadows Mobile Home Park and is zoned MH1, Mobile Home Park and Subdivision District. Parcel to the south is All Certified RV Service, is a storage unit facility and zoned C2. Parcel across the street at U.S. Highway 160 is Ayers Heating and Cooling, and it is zoned C2 General Commercial. Looking at our map, here's the junction of H Highway. Here's State Highway 176. Of course, Forsyth is at the bottom of the screen. This is our 10-acre parcel. This is our zoning layer. So we have C2, a little bit of R3, we have an M1, and then a big section of MH1, which is your mobile home park. Then the percentage within 1,000 feet, not to include the applicant's parcel in A1, is 36%. 20% is R1, single family residential. 24% is MH1, mobile home park. And then 20% of the area is zoned as C2 commercial. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant for